High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Second date update.
Normally, when we hear a guy say he went out with a woman who's way out of his league, the first thing that comes to our minds is looks.
Yeah, I think you're right. I
mean, we're thinking she's a New York 10, he's an Idaho 6.5.
Oh, yikes.
Which is still striking gold for me.
Poor Brooke.
But, all right.
You know what? Not in this case.
I'll take that nugget.
One of our listeners, Tyler, says he went out with someone whose brain is a 10.
Oh, that's awesome. Good. I love that.
And he's still an Idaho 6.5.
Okay, good for you.
But Tyler, you say she's good looking too, right?
She is, yes, yes.
Oh. Okay, red flag. Pretty and smart. What's wrong with her?
Damaged goods.
Her personality's got to suck.
There you go. There it is.
Where'd you meet this girl?
We met online, so she kind of checks all my boxes physically.
She checks all these boxes, and she's still online dating?
Was it like Tinder or Scientist Inquiries?
Just a normal dating app, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And what's her name? We didn't get that.
Veronica.
Veronica.
Oh,
that is a fancy name.
That name is a 10. Mm-hmm. She's 10 at everything.
Oh, God. So, Jeff's ready to date her.
Tell us a little bit about Veronica. What did you like about her?
Okay, so, I mean, obviously beautiful, but you could just tell she was really interesting and smart.
And do you mean tell, like, when you saw her dating profile or when you met her in person?
The profile.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Because she's into art, and she's into books and reading.
Boring.
I know. Jose has swiped left 7 times since she started talking.
Even audiobooks, I'd be like,
well, but that's something that you like
comic
about her.
Comic books, maybe.
That's something that you like about her?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I like somebody who's smart and who's educated. And...
Right. All kidding aside, intellect is sexy, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what'd you end up doing for your date?
So I thought I could make it a little bit unique since she's so much into art and literature and reading.
Uh-huh.
So we went to a few different libraries, like all these unique places.
You went with that instead of like...
No art galleries?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds fun. Just but a library,
really
bro.
Anything but a library.
Just because you post a book doesn't mean you like a library.
Stop judging. There are some dark, seedy sections in every library where you can sneak away to do some nasty things.
Listen, I spend actually a lot of time in the library.
Not in the good parts.
apparently not.
Yeah.
And I just... They're not... That'd be hard to like sit and have a conversation. They're quiet places, you know?
That's true, but you know, it's not just about books. It's about, you know, you look around and the architecture of the buildings, because libraries are pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
A lot of them have coffee shops in there, too.
Do they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
When is the last time you went to a library?
I don't think he's going to libraries. He's going to, like, adult places.
They have restrooms and a computer area.
Yeah, they all have ATMs. You can pull cash out, right? No?
This isn't coffee? What am I drinking?
Wait a minute. Sorry. Okay. All right, we'll talk to Jeff off
air
about this.
You know what, Tyler, if you had a good time in the library and she had a good time, then that's great.
Yeah.
I will say I already like this. This is probably the most unique date, one of them, that we've ever heard, where you guys are finding a different thing to entertain yourself.
I feel like that's a stretch.
Yeah, I know. Do you honestly like this?
Well, okay. I like it for them. I don't like it.
Okay.
I
think. What was her thoughts, though? I mean,
I felt like it went well. Maybe the problem was she had to drive separately because I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable, you know, driving to someplace with somebody you don't really know. So
sure.
You drove separately to all three libraries?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. She had to pay for parking.
I feel like after the first one, you would feel safe enough to ride together.
Or was it four? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, I guess not.
That's a valid point. But the other thing is, and you guys brought it up a little bit, it's tough to talk and get to know each other when you're in a library. You got to kind of be quiet a little bit. I'm not really comfortable and outgoing all the time, so I thought it may be a little bit more romantic to go somewhere where I didn't have to talk as much and be, you know, on as much. Mm. We can kind of be a little bit more intimate.
Oh. Okay.
Intimate by being silent?
Very. Just eye contact intimate.
You know, get to know each other without actually having to babble on and on and on, you know, just...
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's different personalities.
Feel each other's presence.
Yeah. Like a 20-year-old married couple. Yeah.
But, I don't know. Did you feel like she was asking you more questions than you were asking her?
I'm actually not sure about that. She probably was a little bit more outgoing than I was. I'll say that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I only ask because, like, you know, maybe that was a sign that she was, like, trying to fill the void. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it wasn't comfortable for her.
She's asking questions. She's like, shh, I'm trying to read. Yeah. Don't make me report.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it felt like she wanted to talk more, and I wanted to be a little bit more quiet and reserved.
Okay. Well, I feel like calling a radio station for help is going to prove to her that you do have an outgoing side as well.
Yeah. You know? It can be outgoing for you.
Yeah.
Was there at any point during the day a super romantic or flirtatious moment that would be like a highlight you could point out?
Yeah, we were being jokey and flirty, and one time I grabbed a self-help book that said, that, you know, the beginner's guide to human sacrifice, and said, oh, it's a good read.
That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah. I don't know, flirty, but it's
depends
something.
Okay. She's like, well, I don't have virgin blood, so it's not going to work for
you. Well, maybe on your next day you could sacrifice someone together, and we'll send you there, hopefully, if we can get her on the line when we do your second date update right after this.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Second date update. This little piggy went to the library.
Oh.
This little piggy went to another library.
Okay.
This little piggy went to a third library.
Okay.
It's all libraries with this piggy and no coffee shops inside like I thought there were.
Okay.
You should go to one sometime, Jeff.
I guess so, because Tyler, our listener, took Veronica to a bunch of different libraries around the city because he knew that she loved reading and art and smart stuff like that.
Yeah.
But afterwards, this little piggy hasn't been able to get himself another date, so he went wee, wee, wee all the way to the radio station for help.
Are we the big bad wolf?
We're the safe place.
I feel like this is the last time you read, and I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You had to do one library, two fish.
It's not about me and my reading. It's about Tyler and trying to get him hooked up again with Veronica.
Yeah,
Tyler, how you feeling, man?
Lucky?
This question mark?
Okay, why?
I feel like I'm going to get lucky. You guys are going to pull through for me.
Okay. That has a different meaning than you think. We're not providing that service. But we forgot to ask, like, have you talked to her at all since your library date?
Yeah. No. I called once and I sent a text. Nothing.
Well, that's our special.
That's not too much either. That's good.
Well, we have dozens and dozens of phone lines to call her on. One of them she has to answer. Let's give it a shot, okay?
We're going to call her from 8 different lines at once?
I will call her for 4 straight days until she picks up the phone. I promise you that, Tyler, okay? Let's do this.
Once on one line will work.
Okay, let's try it the first time. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Veronica?
Who's calling?
Hey, this is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
I like to pause there to see if there's any recognition.
I also feel like it made you sound intellectual.
Yeah, she reads books. She don't listen to our show.
Yeah.
We hear that you are an intellectual type.
Yeah.
Is that
fancy.
True?
I am so confused. Why are you guys calling me? what? What?
You ask good questions. You are smart.
I'm an intellectual. Like,
yes. We've heard that from one of our listeners named Tyler, who you apparently went out with the other day to several libraries.
Oh.
Yeah. But now you're not calling him back. And so we're trying to help him through this segment called the Second Date Update to figure out if something went wrong.
Or if we could fix it.
Yeah.
You know?
To see what's going on.
Maybe get you another shot.
Okay. So our radio station is trying to play matchmaker. Okay. This is real?
Yeah,
of course
it's very
it
real.
Is. We're not really trying to play matchmaker. It sounds like you guys already matched online.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, we did match online. We met on an app, but I'm not sure if that translated to matching in real life.
Okay.
Something just sort of fell off.
I'm so curious what your thoughts or feelings were when he suggested the library tour.
Yeah.
I actually really loved that. I thought that was super unique.
Okay.
You know, I'm just so sick of like going to the coffee shop or like going to the bar. Like I'm just like, it's just kind of boring and, you know.
Yeah. That's why you got to find a library that has a coffee shop and a bar inside.
They don't exist.
Jeff has found it,
I'd go to that actually.
Yeah. But.
Oh, so you,
I would too.
But you had fun then with the library aspect of your date.
I mean, I really loved it. It was such a unique idea. I love that he sort of took something that I really love, which is books. I love reading. I'm a huge reader. And he kind of like tailored the date towards one of my interests, which I thought was really nice.
Oh, that's sweet. That's really positive.
It's a very thoughtful thing of him to do.
Okay. And...
yeah, very thoughtful, not generic. But unfortunately, the chemistry just wasn't there.
Do you think it's because the setting didn't like give it a chance to... Chemet? What's the verb for making chemistry?
We're not as smart as you are.
Yeah. What's the verb there? To mix?
It's hard to have a strong connection with someone in a place where you're supposed to stay quiet and whisper all the time. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't talk a lot in the library because you kind of need to be quiet, obviously. And
sure.
I thought maybe he was nervous or something. So I asked him to grab a drink afterwards, and he said, no thanks.
Wait, he rejected you. Whoa.
Wait.
We didn't hear about that part of the story.
Does he not drink, do you think? Is that why?
He could say that.
I thought maybe that, but he was just a completely different person than who I met online. Like, I thought we were vibing on chatting, and then, like, in person, I'm like, why wouldn't you want to get a drink after going to three libraries? Like, I'm smart. I'm not boring.
I mean, was it 10 in the morning? Like, a time
of
the day?
Hi, Veronica.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Sorry, that's Tyler, who is supposed to wait till we call him in, but...
Oh, my... Okay,
right. He's been listening on the other line this whole time. You can say hi to him, Ty.
Where you want to go next? Three churches? Like, God.
I thought you said you liked it.
Church architecture is actually pretty crazy.
And maybe she's super religious. That'd be really talking.
I guess I just, you know, I have something to admit to you. And everybody,
admissions.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Sure. I mean, that's fine. I just, you know, if you don't drink, like, no judgment, that's fine. Like, we could have done something else, but you just, like, peaced out. So I'm just really weirded out that you want to ask me out again. But
well, when we matched online, you were just, you know, you're so beautiful and intelligent, sophisticated. I just knew I couldn't match up to that.
Oh.
So in order to seem more charming, I was texting you using, you know, ChatGPT and...
ChatGPT, is that the new one?
What?
That's the AI that is like the computer generated text. Wait, that wasn't really you texting with her?
Yeah, so I'd like type in, hey, you're a stupid guy, say something smart, funny, classic, art, and it came out.
That works, bro?
Yeah.
Dang, I gotta download this. Is it an app?
It's a website.
Okay, well, good to know. For other reasons.
Wait, so like you used artificial intelligence to talk to me through a dating app? Like, I'm just having trouble wrapping my head around this. Like, so yeah, you were a completely different person. So,
right, he was.
He was like a droid, and now he's a human.
I feel like I got catfished by like a chatbot, is what happened.
Really
charming chatbot.
Oh my gosh. Wait. So you don't actually like Monet then?
That's how you pronounce it? I thought it was like Manet.
Monet.
No. Dude, you gotta tell us this type of stuff before we call someone.
This is not.
I was just a little nervous. That's all. Like, It's just for me, I'm a little bit shy at first, but once you get to know me, I have a much better personality, a bigger personality. It's just the initial meeting was a little bit intimidating to me.
I mean, and it makes sense why you picked a library so you didn't have to talk.
Ooh. Oh, and that's why you said no to the bar, too. You were like nervous about exposing yourself.
Like free thought.
I mean, exposing, not in that way. No, like just not living up to the intellectuals that you showed online.
Yeah.
You basically lied about all of your interests and then plagiarized an entire online conversation with me. So I'm talking to like a fake person.
Right.
No, I'm not a fake person. I put out all the emojis myself.
That's some sophisticated stuff. There are like hundreds of them to pick through.
Oh my God.
I picked the right one.
It took a lot of intellectual labor to pick out a book emoji when we're talking about books.
The one with the glasses would have been cuter.
True. Yeah, the nerd one.
Yeah.
Brooke, do you give him any credit here for at least going through all this effort to try and impress her?
Yeah.
I get that you didn't have enough to offer her, and that's too bad.
Okay, that's a little bit harsh.
Well,
Brooke,
with your commentary? All of it. But, like, I think you should come at it with a big apology instead of don't blame me for this. Like, that's kind of not an awesome look.
I agree.
I don't know. Because we didn't really get a chance to talk at the library. So I thought maybe a second date at the exact same time we had the first date wasn't in my best interest.
You're not making any sense, Tyler.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Ask Chatbot what you should say here, Tyler.
Yeah. Do you have it pulled up right now? Or you use your actual responses or you have a laptop open, like while we're on the phone? Like, I don't trust you now. And that's bad.
Okay.
Because,
so, I've been honest with you since we've been talking on the radio here, and I do have the chat bot up. I'm just not using it. It's a blank screen.
Okay.
This is me. Oh, my God.
Maybe you should.
Oh, my gosh.
Thing or two in there.
Maybe you should, Jeffrey. Come on.
It could hurt.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, he's earnest. He likes you. He's,
and I bet he really does like Monet. Tyler, say something nice about Monet.
He used wonderful colors.
Yeah.
Oh.
My nephew said the same thing when he watched Thomas the Train. So clearly, the intellect is shining through today. And we would like to connect you two one more time for another date.
Oh, this is a big ass.
And pay for that date.
You know,
library, coffee shop, bar, combo gift card.
They don't exist.
I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
Veronica?
I don't know. I mean, like, Tyler, like, the date idea was all you, I think, maybe, and that was great, and you made some funny joke about human sacrifice, and I didn't, unless you came up with something beforehand, like, I think you should maybe give yourself some more credit, because I think you are smart and funny, but you're just not the right person for me. Like, I already lost my trust, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't get that back.
I'm sorry, man.
Sad face emoji.
Yeah.
That was his own emoji.
Speaking of emoji.
All right, Tyler.
Disappointed face emoji.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, no surprise. Didn't really work out for Tyler on that one.
I feel for him. Yeah. I do. Poor buddy.
That's why I asked ChatGPT.
Okay. No, you didn't, Jeff.
I actually did. I asked it to say something kind and funny about a guy who just got rejected for a second date.
And what did Chad
say? I bet they came up with a good answer.
Well, here's what it said. Well, getting rejected for a second date may not feel like a laughing matter at first, but it's always good to keep your sense of humor about it. Because who knows? Maybe the person you asked out has a terrible taste in movies.
Sure.
Or they're secretly a cat person.
Oh. Hey, cat people aren't bad.
What? ChatGPT doesn't like that.
ChatGPT, not a fan. Whatever the reason may be, just remember that rejection is not a reflection of your worth as a person.
That's right.
Keep your head up, keep being yourself, and keep putting yourself out there because the right person is out there waiting for you.
Oh, right.
Who knows? Maybe someday you'll look back on this rejection and laugh about it over a drink with your future soulmate.
That's so cute.
That's awesome.
That could be true too, because you're on the radio and you're like, you'd never believe what I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What?
I think I want to date the ChatGPT bot.
Oh, I knew it. Oh no.
I ask it some inappropriate questions right after this. But if you ever want to hear any of our second date podcasts, you can find them up online wherever you get them at Brooke and Jeffrey. Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yep, that's the one. Should have had ChatGPT right at the end of that.
Should have done it.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.